Hare Krishna. We're reading from Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 7. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices accepted the incarnation of a boar, the second incarnation. And for the welfare of the earth, he lifted the earth from the nether regions of the universe. Purport: the indication is that for each and every incarnation of the personality of Godhead, the particular function executed is also mentioned. There cannot be any incarnation without a particular function, and such functions are always extraordinary. They are impossible for any living being to perform. The incarnation of the boar was to take the earth out of Pluto's region of filthy matter. Picking up something from a filthy place is done by a boar, and the all-powerful personality of Godhead displayed this wonder to the asuras, who had hidden the earth in such a filthy place. There is nothing impossible for the personality of Godhead, and although he played the part of a boar, by the devotees he is worshipped, staying always in transcendence. Om Adnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Jakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we are celebrating the appearance day of Varahadev, and this verse is the first verse in Bhagavatam where Varahadev is mentioned. And it is a summary of Varahadev's purpose. As Prabhupada says, every incarnation has a particular function, and this verse talks about the function of Varahadev. So we would like to take the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas. There are many who could rather be here and speak on this topic. And we will discuss a little bit about the pastime. But I was also intending to go into the purpose, as Srila Prabhupada says here, particular function of each incarnation. So I was intending to go into the purpose of Varahadev's appearance and some real secret gems that are mentioned by our previous acharyas. And also, perhaps if time permits, I'll share some of the verses that are very dear to me, very beautiful verses by the gopis and by the gopas, and also by the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll see how time permits. We'll do accordingly. So the pastime of Varahadev is very well known. Brahmaji, he has a life of 100 years. Currently he is 50 years old. In his 51st year, he is on day one of his 51st year. And in his day one, it is currently midday around. So each day of Brahma is divided into 14 sections. And each section is ruled by a particular Manu, who is the progenitor of mankind. Not just mankind, but all the beings. So, in the 51st year, the first day of Brahma, is a Manu. The first Manu is called the Swayambhuva Manu. And in the Swayambhuva Manu's period, the earth lost its orbit and drowned. So, just to give you the context, before Brahma goes to bed, you know, like we are working during the day, and then if we are working in a factory, well, modern day it may not apply because the machines may take over during the night and continue in the night. But in the olden days, if it was a factory job, in the night you switch off everything, all the lights off, and the workshop is closed, and you go home. Next day morning you come back, everything turned on again. Similarly, when Brahma is doing the creation during the day, he creates during his entire day. And then he oversees the creation. But at night, Brahmalok, and then the three lok below, the Tapalok, Janalok, Maharlok, actually even Dhruvalok, if you look at the fifth canto, these lokas, they remain, and all the residents of these lokas, they remain. But the remainder of the lokas, the lower planetary systems, they become devoured by the fire of Anantashesh. And when these Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok beings, they experience the heat of devastation, they run upwards to Brahmalok. And they stay with Brahmaji. While Brahmaji is taking rest, they stay there until this devastation finishes. And next day, the whole creation begins again. So this is going on perpetually. So this particular 51st year, day one, first Manvantara, first section, Brahmaji woke up and he wanted to start the creation. Manu appeared. Well, first, obviously the four Kumaras appeared. He asked the four Kumaras, could you please, you know, get married and multiply? The four Kumaras says, we're not interested, daddy. We're not going to do your job. We don't want to multiply. We don't want to be having any wives. And we will remain 5 years old. We only want to do Bhari Bhakti. So obviously the father is very angry. So when he is angry, out of anger comes out Rudra. Rudra is anger personified. So whatever emotion Brahma experiences, that is the kind of creation that comes out of him. So Rudra comes out, and then Brahmaji tells Rudra, please create. Rudra, Lord Shiva says, yes, yes, I will create. And you know, he's Shambhu, he's Avadhut. So he starts creating all kinds of beings. Some has a size of head which is this size, like size of coconut, and belly the size of elephant. So he starts creating all these ghosts, hobgoblins and rakshasas, all kinds of beings. And Brahma says, "Arey, stop. This is not your job. I made a mistake. I will think of somebody else." So he then meditates on the Lord, and Manu appears with, and Manu and Shatrupa appear together. And Manu and Shatrupa are eager to serve him by multiplying, by procreation. At that time, Manu and Shatrupa, they ask Lord Brahma, now we are here and we can multiply, we can start the creation. But where will the beings whom we give birth to, where will they stay? You know, when you get married, you should pre-plan, where will you stay? Otherwise, on the day of marriage it is great, but the next day you don't know where you are staying. You go back to your ashram. No, it doesn't work like that. So he's saying, where will I stay? Brahmaji immediately realizes that earth, which was meant to be in its orbit, has gone down, sunk into the Garbhodaka ocean. So Brahmaji immediately prays. As soon as Brahmaji prays, from his nostril, actually some acharyas have said from the left nostril, Varahadeva, a small boar appears. And the small boar, he is the size of half a thumb. He comes out, and all the rishis who have gathered there in Brahmalok, they wonder, what kind of a boar is this? And he expands, and in no time he expands the size of an elephant. And then he further expands the size of a mountain. And he keeps on expanding. Okay. He keeps on expanding. So much so that at one point, he becomes huge, almost the size of the entire planet of Brahmalok. He then plunges into Garbhodaka Ocean. So Srila Prabhupada says every incarnation has its function, but also every incarnation has appeared in a certain way and in a certain form for a certain purpose. So Matsya is a fish. Fish swims in water. And Matsya appears at the end of Brahma's day when there is a deluge to save the Vedas and also to save Satyavrata. So you need to be a fish to be able to swim in the ocean. So he appears as a fish. Varaha, Prabhupada explains, because earth had gone down to Rasatala, which is like a filthy place. Prabhupada is saying Pluto's region of filthy place, which is Rasatala. So the being that enjoys in the filth is a boar. So Krishna appears as a boar. Now, where does Krishna appear from? Krishna, in his incarnation as a boar, he appears from the nostril, which is another filthy place, right? So his appearance is also from the nostril. So the acharyas explain why not nostril, why not some other place? Because nostril is a filthy place. So he appears and then he enters the water. As soon as he jumps into the Garbhodaka Ocean, Bhagavatam explains, the ocean becomes scared. He says, Yadneshwara Pahi Mam, please protect me. He enters inside, he lifts the earth, brings it back, puts the earth on its orbit. By the touch of Varahadev, because earth was touched by Varahadev, they have a progeny, they have a child. You know what the name of the child is? Bhaumasura or Narakasura, same personality. He's called Bhauma because he's son of Bhumi. So he's Bhauma. He's called Naraka because he is an example of a person. Naraka. So this Narakasura is born and mind you, this is the first incarnation. First incarnation is, well, we say Matsya, but chronologically, the first incarnation is Varaha. So, at this point in creation, there is no means established for the beings in the world or in the universe to rise above and go beyond Brahmalok to Vaikuntha. So the only means by which one can rise is yajna, sacrifice. So Varahadev is the first incarnation and he establishes yajna. So he is also known as Yajna Varaha. Even in this verse, it's not there in this verse, but he's known as Yajna Varaha. So Yajna Varaha, he comes out. After coming out, you know, boar can swim. That's another thing. Why he takes the form of a boar? Because a boar can swim. Have you seen a boar swimming? Actually, they can swim across seas. in the Black Sea, sometimes you see the boar swimming. I had been to one place in Russia and we were taking a boat ride, and suddenly there was some, I thought it was dolphins because it's almost middle of the sea. And as we went across, I saw there was many dolphins, but when we went close, it was actually pigs in the middle of the sea. They cannot fly, but they can swim, definitely. And they can swim very well. In fact, in 2016, there was a news that in one of the beach on Poland, the beachgoers were happy basking in the sun, and suddenly they were attacked by wild boars, which came out from the ocean. This is really there. It was a big news, actually. So, because they swam quite a few miles across from the jungles to the beach. And suddenly everyone was on the beach and the boars were attacking. So the boar can swim. So Varahadev swam, went inside, uplifted the earth. Then Varahadev, after coming out, he wanted to dry himself. So he started to wriggle. When he starts to wriggle, the hairs from his body comes out and get stuck to earth. And on earth, the hair of Varahadev appear as kusha grass. So the kusha grass that is offered to the Lord in Yadna is the hair of Varahadev. Similarly, Varahadev's different body parts became different elements or components of Yadna, of sacrifice. So for example, his snout is the shruva, which is the spoon that is used for offering ghee. You know the spoon that is there that you use to offer ghee? If you look at it, it's a very small circle with a line in the middle. It looks like a snout. Similarly, the four legs of Varahadev are the four brahmanas who do the sacrifice. Like that, it is explained how Varahadev himself is personification of Yadna. So this happens in Swayambhuva Manu's period. Hiranyaksha is not there at that time. And then if you go further on the sixth Manu, Chakshusha Manu, during the Chakshusha Manu's period, you have the appearance of this demon Hiranyaksha, who is the son of Kashyapa and Diti. Diti and Kashyapa, Diti gives birth to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. So Hiranyaksha is quite a character. Hiranya means gold. Aksha means eyes. One whose eyes are always on gold. Gold is found in the heart of the earth. So he had practically excavated all the gold from earth. So one who wants to exploit material nature is Hiranyaksha. One who wants to exploit and enjoy material nature is Hiranyaksha. So this Hiranyaksha, not only was he satisfied by exploiting material nature, he also wanted to challenge and enjoy by challenging others to fight. So he, knowing him, all the demigods had run away, they went away, and they escaped. Thank you, Prabhu. So the demigods had, this is good, the demigods had escaped, and they had gone in hiding. The only demigod that was looking after all of the affairs was Varunadev. And Varunadev lives in Vibhavari. Vibhavari is his city. So Varunadev in Vibhavari, Hiranyaksha approached Varunadev in Vibhavari and said, "Hey Varuna, what are you doing? Would you like to engage in fight with me?" You know, some people, they just want to pick up a fight for no reason. No reason. There is no apparent reason. They just want to fight. So this Hiranyaksha is like that. One who enjoys and exploits material nature will always have a fighting spirit. So this Hiranyaksha has got such fighting spirit. So Varuna says, well, I cannot match you. I'm just an ordinary devata. Your match is Purana Purusha. Purana Purusha means the, in one sense it means the ancient man, old man. So this Hiranyaksha says, who is this Purana Purusha? Where can I find him? I don't know you. You approach Narada, Varuna says. So Hiranyaksha approaches Narada Muni. He asks Narada Muni, I want to fight with this Purana Purusha. Where can I find him? Narada Muni says, yes, yes, you want to fight with Purana Purusha? Nice. It is good that you have come. He has just gone down into the ocean to bring Bhumi Devi back to its orbit. Oh, he's gone down to the ocean. He plunges. Hiranyaksha plunges into the ocean, Garbhodaka ocean. And he sees Varahadev coming out. And he laughs. He says, ah, you are just an ordinary animal. I thought some Puran Purusha will be some kind of extraordinary being. You are just an animal, four-legged animal. And I've been looking for animals like you to fight with, he says. He abuses the Lord. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we don't have time for that. But he explains how every sentence he says actually has another meaning, which is glorification of the Lord. But after speaking those words, ultimately they engage in a battle. And even Varadev says, I'm also looking for Gramma Simha like you. Simha means lion. Grama means village. Who's a village lion? Who's the lion in the village? You know lion in the jungle. But lion in a village? Dogs. So he calls Hiranyaksha. Yeah, yeah. Hiranyaksha thinks he is lion. The Lord says, I'm also looking to fight with Grama Simhas like you. The village lions, the dogs like you. Come on, fight. Hiranyaksha is very angry. He fights with his club. And then at one point Varadev loses his club. And the devatas are worried. Now Varadev is also defeated. Then Hiranyaksha says, I like to fight according to dharma. He has a sense of dharma. Pick up your club. And then like that, you know, they are going on. And as they are enjoying the fight, actually in other Puranas it is said the fight lasts for thousands of years. Many thousand years. Brahmaji says, Prabhu, now the Muhurta is right. Abhijit Muhurta. Abhijit Muhurta is the eighth Muhurta of the day, which is usually corresponding to midday. During that Muhurta, any activity can be done. It will always be auspicious. The Abhijit Muhurta. So Brahmaji says, the time is right, now kill him, please. So Varadev says, okay. And he gives him one tight slap with his left hand. Varadev slaps him below the ear. So even if any medical people are here, you know the jugular artery is here. The jugular vein is also here. The jugular vein in these karate and all these kind of martial arts, if you hit on the jugular vein, a person will collapse immediately and die. That's exactly where, it's mentioned in Bhagavatam, that's exactly where he got a hit, Hiranyaksha, and he was gone. Varahadev Bhagavan ki jai. So Hiranyaksha died, and again, Varahadev gets married to Bhumi Devi. So these are the two pastimes. The first pastime, he appears, uplifts Bhumi, and then he establishes Yajna, sacrifice. At that time, he is white in color. He is Shweta Varaha. The second pastime in the sixth Manvantar, where he fights with Hiranyaksha, he is Neela Varaha. He is blue in color. So these are two Varahadevs. There are two avatars. These are all explained in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, for example. Rupa Goswami goes in great details. Even in Krishna Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami explains in great details how these different varas are, and he gives evidence from different scriptures. So now I would like to move on to some of the secrets of this incarnation. As far as the purpose of the incarnation is concerned, there are four purposes of Varadeva's incarnation. We mentioned all four. Can you think of those four? Yajna, yeah. Establishing Yajna is one. To save the earth is second. Third is? Sorry? To kill Hiranyaksha, yeah. Very good. Yajna, save the earth, kill Hiranyaksha, and fourth? Sorry? Marry Bhumi Devi. Very good. To produce Narakasur or Bhaumasur. That is his purpose. Now, of these, Mahaprabhu says two are primary. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says two are mukhya. So what are the primary purposes of Varadeva's appearance? To save the earth and? Huh? Kill Hiranyaksha? Okay, we'll see what Mahaprabhu says. He says slightly differently. So Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Leela, it's not Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Madhya Leela, chapter 3, verse 41 onwards. There's a beautiful narration how Mahaprabhu once, in the house of Murari Gupta, he goes to the house of Murari Gupta, and before going to the house of Murari Gupta, Mahaprabhu has heard a verse glorifying Varahadev. He then rushes to the house of Murari Gupta, and in Murari Gupta's house, he starts shouting loudly, Shukara, 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 which means a boar, boar, boar. And Murari Gupta is thinking, perhaps there's a boar that has entered the village or a wild boar is running around. And so he looks in all directions, where is the boar? And then Mahaprabhu transforms himself into the form of Varadev. And then he sees a water pot, which is nearby. And he lifts the water pot with his snout. And then he tells Murari Gupta, tell me, who am I? Can you tell me, who am I? Murari Gupta says, yes. In one sense, who can tell you who you are? Even Ananta Shesha with his innumerable hoods cannot glorify you enough. What can I say? But the Vedas describe you as a Supreme Lord. And Mahaprabhu says, Vedas describe me as a Supreme Lord, but Vedas don't know me factually. And then Mahaprabhu says, let me tell you the secret of my appearance, who I am and my appearance. Mahaprabhu was Varaha, in the form of Varaha. And he tells Murari these words, Shunoho Murari Gupta Kohi Mata Sar. I'm going to give you the essence of my being. Beda Guya Kohi Ei Tomara Gochar. By knowing this, you will understand the purpose of the Vedas. The purpose of the Vedas is Ami Yajna Varaha Sakala Veda Sar. I am Yajna Varaha. I am the incarnation of Varahadeva who established Yajna. And that establishing of Yajna is Sarva Veda Sahara, is the essence of the Vedas. Amise Korinu Purve Pruthvi Uddhar. Previously I lifted the earth from the ocean. Similarly, now in this incarnation as Chaitanya, I will also uplift the beings of the earth And I will again establish yajna. So next sentence is very beautiful. He says, Sankirtana arambhe mohora avtar. My incarnation is also to establish yajna, the yajna of Sankirtan. Bhakta jana lagi dushta karimu samhar. That's the primary purpose. Primary purpose is to establish yajna. So Varahadev's primary purpose is to establish yajna. Mahaprabhu says, I have assumed the form of Varaha. And as in my form of Varaha, I established yajna previously, I established yajna again. He then says, my second purpose is, Bhakta jana lagi dushta kori musamhar. Those who are against my devotees, I will kill them. Seva kera droha mui sahite na par. I am not able to bear with any abuse towards my servants, any aparad that is done towards my servants. Putra jadi hoya mora tathapi samharo. Even my own son I will kill. I will kill even my own son if they become anti-Vaishnava. Even Bhagawan is willing to kill his own son. And this is a second reason, important reason. So the first was to establish yajna, Varahadev and Mahaprabhu. And the second is to kill his own son. So what happened with Narkasur? Bhomasur. He associated with Banasur. Actually, after he appeared, Narkasur, Varahadev instructed him on the path of bhakti and he gave him a kingdom. And Narkasur was enjoying the kingdom. However, because of his association with Banasur, he became anti-Vaishnavas. And as a result, in the incarnation of, he produced Narkasur, but as the Lord himself, Krishna, he killed his own son, Narkasur. So, what does this teach? Krishna is willing to kill his own son if he goes against the Vaishnavas. So Mahaprabhu says these are the two main purposes of Varahadev's appearance and of his appearance in Murari Gupta's house as Varaha. So Bhagavatam gives a beautiful prayer that we should all chant on this day of Varaha Dvadashi. And the secret of that prayer I'll reveal with some of the commentaries of the Acharyas. The prayer appears in the 6th canto, chapter 8, verse number 15, which is the chapter discussing the Narayana Kavacha, where Vishwarupa is giving the Narayana Kavacha to Indra. The verse is, Rakshatvasau madvaniyadna kalpaha swadam strayornita dharovaraha. Rakshatu, please protect asau madvani. Ma means mom, me, Advani, on the path, please protect me on the path, Yadna Kalpaha, O Lord who has the form of Yadna, Swadamstrayor Nita, on your tusks you uplifted, Dharo Varaha, you uplifted the earth, O Varaha, please protect me on the path. You are the form of yajna, protect me on the path. So one might wonder, what path is he talking about? This verse says that the prayer that is done to Varahadev is, please protect me on the path in your form of yajna, yes? Somebody said something? On the path of devotion, very good. Excellent. So please protect me on this path of devotion in your form of yajna. Now we know yajna is, actually there are many commentaries I may only go through some. But Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, verse 25, he says, Krishna says, Yadnanam japa yadnosi, yadnosmi. I am amongst yadnas, I am japa. The japa yadna is the highest. The chanting of the holy names is the highest. In 10th chapter, Krishna is establishing this. So if you consider that to be the meaning here, and then if we look at what Sridhar Swami says in his Bhavartha Deepika, what is the meaning of this prayer? Sridhar Swami says, Asau prasiddho varaha maam advani rakshatu. The glorious, the famous Varaha, please protect me on my path of devotion. This is the prayer to Varahadev. How will you protect me on the path? Yadnair avyavarupai kalpyate nirupyate iti tatha. Protect me on the path through establishing this yadna in my heart. What yadna? The japa yadna. The holy names. Please protect me through, for Kali Yuga, protect me through your holy names. Because you are the establisher of the holy names. You are the establisher of yadna. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, another meaning of yadna kalpaha, which is the Lord of Sacrifice. Another meaning is yadna kalpahas samartha yatah sah. He is known as yadna kalpa because he will make yadna possible. Samartha. So Varahadev makes us, enables us to perform yadna. When we think of it like that, and then the acharyas have commented further that by praying to Varahadev, one is able to perform their yadna. What is our yadna of this age? Chanting of the holy names. And it is Varahadev's mercy through which one can perform the yadna, the chanting of the holy names. In fact, the Vamshidhar in his Bhavartha Deepika Prakash, another acharya, he gives even a wonderful etymological meaning of the name Varaha. I never read this anywhere else. He says, Varam aho divaso yat smarana dineti varaha aha padam kala upalakshanam. Varam aho divasa. Varam means best and aha means day. So vara plus aha becomes varaha. So varaha means the best day. And then he says, what is the best day? The best day is that on which you have performed your yadna, when you have performed your japa well. So Varahadev literally is that incarnation who enables you to make your day the best day, which is to perform the yadna. This is the explanation given by Vamshidhara. And of course, another thing that comes to mind is the English word bore also comes from the Sanskrit word varaha. If you see Bengali, they will say boraha, boraha, like just like bore. Same. So the English word bore actually comes from the word varaha. And this Varahadev, Veer Raghavacharya in his Vyakhya, he explains what is the intention of this avatar. He clarifies even further. He says, Marghe abhimukham agata duskrit hiranyakshasya hanta maam advani rakshatu. How should you protect me, my lord? Varahadev, you should protect me by allowing me to perform my yadna, my chanting, by killing the Hiranyaksha who suddenly comes in the way. Advani. Advani means on the path. He suddenly comes. You see, Varahadev was lifting the earth. Suddenly Hiranyaksha came. So Hiranyaksha is what? Hiranyaksha is the desire to exploit material nature. When you are chanting, trying to perform your japa, Oh, I really want to eat something. Today is Ekadashi. I'm fasting. You're performing japa, but some enjoyment you want. So Varadev is that incarnation which Veer Raghavacharya says, Marge Abhimukham, on your path of devotion, whatever Abhimukha in front of you, when this Agata Dushkrita Hiranyaksha, this criminal Hiranyaksha, the sinful propensity, when it appears on your path of devotion, kill that propensity, O Varadev, and clear my path so that I can perform yajna. Such beautiful meaning. This is the secret of Varadev's appearance day. And Shukdev, who is Acharya, again another Acharya, in his Siddhanta Pradipa, he says, not only can you clear the path, yadnaha kalpaha phaladane samarthaha yasmat sah. Not only can you clear the path, you can clear my path by getting rid of the material propensities, Hiranyaksha, but you can also establish and give me the perfection of chanting of yajna. So both purposes. And then Giridhar Lal, another commentator, in his Bala Prabodhini, sorry, I'm giving you all these commentaries of all the acharyas from different Vaishnava sampradayas. He says very beautifully, he says, not only will Varahadev help you to clear the path and give you the goal of your yajna. What is the goal of chanting? To develop the love for Krishna. Not only will Varahadev give you that, Varahadev as a byproduct will also give you, he says, yadnai svavayav rupai kalpyate nirupyate iti tathate paralokopakaritvam suchitam. So not only will he give spiritual benefit, svadamshtraya unnita rasatalad udhrita dharayena sa itiha lokopakaro darshitaha. By lifting the earth from the nether regions, from Rasatal, and putting earth back up, it also signifies that similarly Varadev, when he enters in our lives, he will uplift us even materially. So what are the three things, the secret of this incarnation? Three things that this prayer that is there. These are all the acharyas. The reason I gave these commentaries of the acharyas is because they reveal the secret. If you want to know any secret about me, whom should you talk to? Why? Because she is with me all the time. At home, when I'm going out somewhere, my wife will say, you are saying this, but I know how you are. You can speak on the Vyasasan one thing, at home you are very different. Yeah, so she can say this, then close friends are next. Similarly, these acharyas, they are close friends of the Lord. They are the wives of the Lord in that sense. So they reveal these secrets which otherwise we cannot know. So they have revealed. And this Giridhar Lal says, not only will he give paralokopkaritvam, he says, lokopkaro darshitah tatha. The Lord will also, by uplifting earth, what he signifies is, he will also make your material life happy. So Varadev removes the obstacle of Hiranyaksha, establishes and gives you perfection of your japa, and also uplifts you materially. Such a wonderful incarnation. This is the secret. And this prayer is given in Bhagavatam. The prayer is Rakshatu Asau Madhvani Yadna Kalpaha Swadamstrayornita Dharo Varaha. Now, the Lord's associates, Krishna's associates, how do they, we are Mahaprabhu's, you know, followers, And for us, we sometimes think the other incarnations are not so important. Krishna's incarnation, Krishna's personality, the original form of the Lord, and maybe Balram and maybe other, but the other incarnation is not so important. But for us as sadhakas, all the incarnations, they give us some particular benefit to reach our goal of Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna. However, those who are already perfected, they perceive these incarnations very differently. So, the gopas, for example, who are already perfected beings, they are in Golok Vrindavan. When they look at Varaha, it is said, they perceive Varahadev in a very different way. Once Krishna, he told Sudama, Shridama and other Sakhas, Arjuna and others, that you see, I am in my previous incarnation. Actually, they were running to the forest. And when they were running to the forest, Krishna was number three. They were racing. He was number three. So the other gopas were making fun of him. So he said, well, I'm a little slow today because Yashoda Maya has given me a lot of nice, you know, meal, takeaway, lunch, packed lunch. And hence I'm slowed down. But I can lift any weight. But you know, today it's a little heavy. So the gopas, they say, oh, you can lift any weight, you are saying? You cannot lift this lunchbox. How can you lift any weight? Krishna says, see, you are now taunting me enough. I was Varaha. I lifted the whole earth. What to speak of this lunchbox? Ah, you may have lifted earth. We don't agree. If you lifted earth, come on, lift me. And then one gopa climbs on Krishna and says, come on, lift. And then another one climbs on top of that boy. Says, can you lift now? Hey, Madhu Mangala, stop eating your sweets. Come on. You climb up. Let's see if Krishna can lift all three of us. And Krishna tries hard and then he manages. And he says, see, I'm Varaha. So there is a particular place in Bhakti Ratnakar, chapter 5, Narhari Chakravarti gives a particular place in Vraj. I have been to that place. There is nothing there much to see now. But there is beautiful that place where this pastime took place. That place is known as Varahara or Varara in Vraj. And Narhari Chakravarti says, Ei Varahara Grame Varahara Rupaite. In this Varahara Gram, the Lord assumed, Krishna assumed the form of Varaha. Khelai lo Krishna priya sakhara sohite. And he started to play with his sakha as Varaha. So for perfected beings, for them Varaha is only a plaything. And like Krishna, like Prabhupada gives example, there was a prime minister of Britain called William Gladstone in the 1980s. No, 1880s, sorry. William Gladstone, Prabhupada says, one day, one big man went to meet William Gladstone. And his secretary said, sorry, sir, you have to wait for some time because he's busy. And he was in Prime Minister's office, Downing Street. He's busy. So this man who had come to meet, he was waiting patiently. But he lost his patience after 1 hour and he peeped through the keyhole to see what is Gladstone busy with. And he saw Gladstone was on his all fours, you know, he was pretending to be a horse and his daughter was climbing on his back and riding on him. Prabhupada gives this example that for the Lord, everything is play. And Varahadev, he appears as a play. Now, also, if you think of the gopis of Vraj, how do they perceive Varahadev? For them, Varahadev is only important in pursuance of their goal to seek out Krishna. That's all. Nothing more. So, when in 10th canto, chapter 30, which is when the gopis, they try to find Krishna. Krishna is gone from the rasa dance. Gopis are trying to find him. At that time, the gopis ask Mother Earth. The question to Mother Earth is very beautiful. The question is, Kim te kritam shiti tapo batakesha vangri. What tapasya have you done, Earth, that Keshava put his lotus feet on you? Sparshot savot pulakitanga ruhair vibhasi. Your hair is standing on end because he has placed his feet on you. Your hair, the grass on your surface, Mother Earth, is standing straight because Krishna has put his lotus feet on you. But what tapasya did you do? Ah, the gopis say, we know what happened, why you are getting this blessing from Krishna. Apyangri sambhava, angri sambhava, possible. It is possible for you to get the benefit of the lotus feet of angri, lotus feet of Krishna. Why? Urukrama vikramadva. Is it because Lord Vamandev stepped on you and took 3 steps and gave you his mercy? Is that why you have got Krishna's feet? Or is it so, Aho varaha vapushaha parirambhanena? Or is it so that when he appeared, when this Krishna appeared as Varaha, he had embraced you as his wife? Is that why you gained the mercy to now have his lotus feet? So you see, they are not directly interested in Varaha or in Vamana. But they are saying, these incarnations are in pursuance of our goal, which is to find Krishna. And maybe you have got the blessing because of these incarnations having associated with you. So this is how the gopis, they think. In fact, one of my favorite verses. Now my 2 favorite verses. One is from Vidagdha Madhava. Beautiful literature by Rupa Goswami. In Act 4 of Vidagdha Madhava. You see, Lalita Sakhi is saying that you are having Krishna, you are having all your incarnations qualities in you. See, incarnations are from Krishna. Krishna is the source. So it is, in one sense, it's not right to say that the source has the qualities of the incarnations. But sometimes they do that. I was in Dubai a few years ago, and one very nice devotee, he, his wife, and they had a big Mitsubishi car, 7-seater, 8-seater or something. And the couple, and their 5 children, they were in the car. And we were driving from Abu Dhabi to Dubai. Long drive, very straight road in the desert, and long drive. And after every 5 minutes, the wife was talking. I was just listening. I didn't know them personally. It was the first time I met them. The wife was describing about the husband. She was sitting behind. I was sitting next to the husband. He was driving. And she's saying, he likes to eat so much. Whatever I cook, you know, I'm the last one to eat, and I can't sometimes get enough prasadam because he finishes everything. He's not very considerate. Just like Mintu, the first son. Then she said like the same thing, a few other things about her husband, just like the second son. Some more things, just like the third son. And I'm wondering, the father has the quality of the son? Or the son should have the quality of the father? But all the bad qualities. And suddenly this Prabhu, he became so disturbed. We bumped into a car in front of us. And this Mataji said, just see, you are just like Priya, always breaking things. You know, I was like, oh. So every time she was trying to associate the son's or daughter's quality with him. So similarly, and these are all what? Bad qualities, huh? Not good qualities. Always breaking something. Similarly, the gopis who have so much love for him, Lalita Sakhi especially, she says this beautiful verse, which she says, you have the qualities of all your incarnation, but how? So she's saying, she says, Vanyantara Guru Chapalam. Just like the fish is very chapala, you cannot catch a fish easily. Similarly, Krishna, you are also very chapala. So from Matsya Avatar, you have taken this quality. That you are never, you cannot be caught. Nobody can catch you. Even the big yogis, they are trying to catch you. They can't be, you can't be caught. So you have taken this from your fish incarnation. Kathinata, hardness. This you have taken from your next incarnation, which is Kurmadev. He has a hard shell. You are so hard-hearted. We are surrendered to you, but you still leave us. So hard-hearted. We know why you are hard-hearted. You got it from Kurma. Just like this Mataji was saying, na? You got from your son. You cannot get from the son. The father cannot get. But this is out of love. This is one of my favorite verses. And then she says, third. Who is the third incarnation in that sequence? Matsya, Kurma, Varaha. So she says, Lalita Sakhi says, Gosangitihi. Sangatihi, go sangatihi. Go means earth and go means cows. Sangatihi means you always want to be with them. Just like with Varaha, he wanted to be with Mother Earth. You are also always in the pastures, always want to be in, with Mother Earth. So this, I know why you leave us gopis who are in our houses and you go on earth in the pastures. Because this quality you got from Varaha. You always want to be with go. Go means Mother Earth and cows. Panija, Krauryam. Panija means nails. Krauryam means cruel. Your nails are shiny and they are cruel. We know where you got these cruel nails from. From your incarnation as Narasimha. You got these cruel nails. Dambha Ruchihi. Dambha means cheating. Ruchi means attracted to cheating, always cheating. We know where you got this from. Your incarnation as Vamana. See, he cheated Bali Maharaj. He said he is a small boy, three steps, and then he becomes big. So, you got it from him. Then, Suchandi Madhura. And your persistence after something that you want. You got it from Parashuram. He was so persistent, he killed all the Kshatriyas once, he went again. He killed them again, he went again. How many times? 21 times, so persistent. You are also persistent. You got it from Parashuram. You see how the gopis, they don't glorify the incarnations themselves. They glorify Krishna, and they try to understand Krishna as having these incarnations qualities. Lankesha Vidvamsanam. You are killing so many demons in Braj. We are not surprised. Because you got this quality from Ramachandra. You killed Lankesha. Ashrantonmada Laulyam. Always intoxicated. And always greedy to be intoxicated further. You always appear intoxicated. Krishna always appears intoxicated. You got this quality from Balaram, who is always with Varuni, intoxicated. Ishtakadanam. Ishtakadanam. Ishta also means sacrifices. Kadanam means to destroy. You got this from Buddha. He destroyed all Vedic sacrifices. You also stop all sacrifices. See, you stop the sacrifice to Indra. You stop the sacrifice of these Brahmanas by going to the Brahmapatnis and getting all the meal. You got this quality from your incarnation as Buddha. Nistrimsha Leelon Natir. Nistrimsha means sword. Leelon Natir means raising the sword and going. This is which incarnation? Kalki, the 10th. So Krishna, similarly, you are always eager to get rid of those who are against your devotees, This quality you got from Kalki. Menendradi avataratah. From these avataras, sputam ami brajanti bhagastvai bhaga. These portion of these qualities of avataras are in you, Lalita Sakhi says. So this is how they ascribe the quality of the avataras to Krishna. Otherwise they are not interested in Krishna. In the avataras. They are interested in Krishna, not the avataras. The perfected beings. The same is true for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates also. Another very beautiful description in Chaitanya Chandramrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati. We know who Prabodhananda Saraswati is? In his Krishna Leela, he is Tunga Vidya Gopi, one of the Ashta Sakhis. So he definitely wants association of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is not so much interested in anything else. And he has written a beautiful verse, quite a bold verse. He says, Raksho Daitya Kulam Hatam Kiyad. My Lord, so glorious are you that you killed so many daityas, so many demons in your form as Ram, in your form as different forms that you had. You killed so many Varaha, for example. You killed so many demons, which is so wonderful. Idam yogadi vartmakriya margova prakati kritah kiyad. You, in your form as Kapila Dev, promoted the path of yoga and sankhya. This is so amazing. Idam shrushtyadikam va kiyat. Kiyat means how much? How much amazing? How amazing it is that you are the creator of this whole universe. From you Brahma comes, who is a guna avatar of yours, and from whom the creation comes. This is so amazing. Medini uddharanadikam kiyad. In your form as Varaha, Prabodhananda Saraswati says, you uplifted the earth, the entire earth planet. This is so amazing. After saying all this, amazing, 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 at the end he says, idam premojvalaya mahabhakter vartmakarim param. And now you have freely distributed the highest love of Godhead, Bhagvatash Chaitanya Murtim Stumaha. And now you have distributed the highest love of Godhead as Chaitanya. This Chaitanya is whom I glorify. What will I do with the others? So first he starts saying, how wonderful Ramchandra, how wonderful is Kapila, how wonderful is Brahma, how wonderful is Varaha. But then he says, but I have nothing to do with them. I care for Chaitanya, who has given the highest message of Godhead. So this is Prabodhananda Saraswati. So the vision of the perfected beings is different. But we should pray to Varahadev to clear out our path of bhakti from the anartha or the impediments of Hiranyaksha. And we don't ignore Varahadev. In fact, Varahadev, he is glorious because he helps us. Just like the gopis in 10th canto, chapter 30. They are glorifying Mother Earth because of her association of Varahadev. Maybe she has got the position of accepting the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, Varahadev, by praying to him, we may attain perfection in our yajna, in our yajna of japa, and may he kill Advani. Advani means on the path of our devotional service. On the path, the Hiranyaksha comes up. The propensity to enjoy and exploit material nature comes up. May he kill that. And Udhrita Daraha, may he uplift the earth, which means may he also become our overall situation materially slightly stable so that we can focus on our spiritual life. So these three things, giving us the perfection of yajna, making our material life stable, and removing the impediments, these three are the important secret duties or objectives of the Varaha Avatar. So, if you see yajna means the holy name. Varaha, he appears just before Nityananda, which is tomorrow, which is representation of Balaram or Guru Tattva. So Krishna in the form of the holy name appears before Guru Tattva, so that, because Krishna can lead one to Guru, but then Mahaprabhu appears. Guru leads one to Krishna. Only Krishna can lead to the right Guru. And the holy names, yajna, appears before Nityananda. So, we'll pray, we'll repeat this prayer. Please repeat after me, and then we'll stop the class. Rakshatvasau madhvani yajna kalpaha. Rakshatvasau madhvani yajna kalpaha. My dear Lord Varaha, on my path of devotion, whatever impediments come, please take them away and establish the perfection of chanting of the holy name in my heart. Swadamstrayornita dharovaraha. Swadamstrayornita dharovaraha. And Varahadev, please uplift my spiritual and material condition so that I can be stable materially to be able to continue on this path of spirituality. So this is from 6th canto, chapter 8, verse 15. Only half of the verse. You should chant this verse. There is also a few other prayers. We don't have time for that. But hope this gives us inspiration to worship Varahadev on this day. This is the purpose of Varahadev. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Any question or comments?